some Mozart to dance to, or at least tap your toe to in the morning. Four contra dances for orchestra. Next, some traditional holiday music. What else is coming up? Oh, a very resonant brass-strung harp. And that John Halvorsen Passacaglia from Handel. And some organ music. All kinds of great things. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. It's above freezing already. It's 34 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR. The Nicholas Esterhazy Sinfonia, for whom Haydn used to work, for some traditional music of the holiday season. Now a splash of Handel on her luxurious barge, Arrival of the Queen of Sheba from Solomon. That's the music of Handel, the Arrival of the Queen of Sheba from Solomon, played by the London Horn Sound, French horn players from all of the great London orchestras. Next, we'll hear that incredibly resonant Patrick Ball will be our harpist for a Christmas suite before we hear some Halvorsen Handel and some César Franck. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. So glad we're listening to classical music together here through Kansas Public Radio. It's about 9:23, still 34 degrees in Lawrence, and support for all this great classical music comes from you and from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And thanks to Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Union Analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com. Here's Patrick Ball, a California harpist, on KPR. That's a brass-strung harp, is why it sounds so resonant. The harpist was Patrick Ball for his Christmas suite. And now, by Johann Halvorsen, the Passacaglia from Handel on KPR. Some of the variations that John Halvorsen put on the Passacaglia from Handel with the great Italian violinist, well, he lives in New York now, Arturo Del Moni, and Nathaniel Rosen, cellist. Next on KPR, we have Catherine Party playing the Walter Holtkamp organ at Krause Auditorium, Syracuse University, for the César Franck, Chorale No. 2 in B minor, on Kansas Public Radio. The Chorale No. 2 in B minor by César Franck, with Catherine Pardee at the organ. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, my first concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu. And support also comes from you, the listener. This is our silent drive, our quiet drive, where we're not interrupting the music, well, for very long. I'm just going to take less than a minute to tell you about this drive and how your donations will double. All donations at any level will be matched by a Harrison Family Fund with the Douglas County Community Foundation. So consider it a $40,000 challenge. And donors can claim the custom-designed KPR ornament when they contribute $180 or more. That's $15 a month. You can do it easily at kansaspublicradio.org. I'd love to read your name on the air and any thoughts that you have. And I've seen a picture of the ornament. It's made out of wood. It's about 3.5 inches long. And it has our mascot, Worthy, the Kansas box turtle, on it. And at first I thought he was wagging his tail, but he's wearing a winter scarf and balancing a radio on his back. And it's very nice. It says Kansas Public Radio. I think it says 2025 on it. It's nice. And we don't have that many to give out, but we will give them out for this time only. Our quiet drive. I think it's going through the week, but why don't you take care of business and make a contribution today to us at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you, really, so very much. And support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader's services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. We have a Chopin Prelude and a Vivaldi Gloria just a few minutes after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva.
Our news.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 220 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Find out more about us at KansasPublicRadio.org. One of the Chopin Preludes, the 21st, Opus 28, with Ivo Pogorelich. Good morning. This is KPR. Support for classical music comes mostly from you, but also from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Here's a chorus from Vivaldi's Gloria on KPR with King's College, Cambridge. An English production of an Italian Gloria, Vivaldi's Gloria, and David Wilcox, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Plus Choir, King's College, Cambridge. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Flint Hills Masterworks Chorale has a concert this week. In fact, it's tomorrow night in Manhattan. Not quite sure of the program, but they're doing a sprinkling of seasonal song, and they're doing the Requiem by Maurice Duroflay. It's 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Thursday, December 4th. At First United Methodist Church at 612 Points, Manhattan, with Ariana Thomas directing, Dan Myers at the organ, and a free will donation will be taken so anybody can go. Next on KPR, this is a small oratorio, I guess, by Gustav Holst. It's called Christmas Day. It's a choral fantasy on old carols. That's Gustav Holst. Lots of quadlibets in there, or counterpoint, or two well-known tunes played together very cleverly by Gustav Holst. It was called Christmas Day, with John Scott and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and choirs. Brassmas 2025, are you available about noontime on this Friday, December 5th? Brassmas 2025 is a festive celebration of low brass music. It's a free community event in Lawrence at the Lead Center of Kansas, with low brass musicians from the schools, KU, the New Horizons Band, and across the Lawrence community. They're all coming together for Brassmas 2025. It's noon, Friday, at the Lead Center. Admission's free, no ticket required. Donations are accepted, and it lasts less than an hour. Let's listen to a short symphony of Mozart's, just about 11 minutes long. This is his ninth symphony on KPR. Mozart's ninth. Not quite as grand as some ninth symphonies usually are. Take Dvorak's ninth from the New World, or Beethoven's ninth. Anyway, it was an early symphony. He was young. Symphony number 9 in C major by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, with Sir Charles Mackerras and the Prague Chamber Orchestra. Good morning. It's about 10:31. This is Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll have a radio premiere of music played by Kansas City's very own Ensemble Iberica. But first, I want to take a minute to thank some generous people for donating to Kansas Public Radio. Let's see, where's classical? Okay, today, well, overnight we had Forrest Chumley and Tracy Harrison and Vic Peterson. It looks like yesterday was a great day of our quiet drive, where we have $40,000 to play with. I mean, you do. If you donate $200, we'll get $400 because the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation gave us $40,000. Well, not yet. We have to raise it first. If we raise $40,000, we get an extra $40,000. So that's why we're calling it a challenge. So far, we've raised $14,715, thanks to you. And the remaining challenge, the remaining money, as they say, on the table, is $25,285. So, won't you please donate now and keep classical music strong in this area by keeping it on KPR? It's easy to make a donation at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so very much. All right, here is Carlos Paredes. This is Danza Palaciana, Bo Bledsoe, and his Ensemble Iberica on Kansas Public Radio. That is Ensemble Iberica, Carlos Paredes, Danza Palaciana, and Bo Bledsoe's here. We're going to talk with him in just a little bit, but let's hear another selection from their brand new album. I think it's either just released or about to come out. Bacchianas Brasileiras, number 5, the aria, Ensemble Iberica on KPR. That was brand new music. It has not been on the radio yet. It's just released this week. We've just heard Haitor Villa-Lobos and the aria from the Bacchianas Brasileiras, number 5. The Ensemble Iberica with Bo Bledsoe. And Bo, thank you so much for coming to KPR this morning.
My pleasure. Good morning.
So glad you got here. You came from Kansas City. And I have so many questions to ask you about your new album. And not only that, you're showing me this beautiful photography book that seems like a family album of the travels and the concerts of Ensemble Iberica. It shows people drinking beer and sitting on Irish hillsides playing the accordion. Tell us more about the whole Tradición Viva project.
Well, that translates into living tradition, and we are in our 12th year as an organization, and it does have very much a family culture. I like that that was your first impression of the book, and it is these are images by the Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Dan White, who is a dear friend of mine and has been following us for all of this time. So it's filled with studio portraits and then just candid images from our travels and producing this recording. And it's a 200-page book with the CD inserted and then like a QR code for digital downloads. And yeah, I just wanted to, you know, we've released about 6 recordings. I wanted to do something different this time and kind of make it a little art object. That's what we've done.
Well, it's nice because for somebody who's not as familiar with Ensemble Lubérica, this book and the music is a great introduction. And for a longtime fan, it's great too. So it looks like it's the end of a 12-year project.
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. And we have limited editions of 100 that are embossed and numbered and then signed by all of the artists. That was a fun party. We got everyone together, and I think those are already kind of half gone. But, you know, for any real Ensemble Iberica fans, it's a great gift.
What is this beautiful instrument on the front that looks like it has a whole bunch of pegs?
That is my personal Turkish oud made by Furunk Turunz, and it is head and shoulders my best instrument. I really kind of lucked into it in Istanbul, and it's kind of a legendary builder, and it's an incredible-sounding instrument.
Tell us about Ensemble Lubérica. If it has an oud in it, it sounds so exotic, but just tell us about the group.
Well, the idea started about 14 years ago. I received a Lyndon Lighton grant to study Portuguese fado for a couple of months in Lisbon. And just did some, you know, got an apartment and really sort of just learned it in the fado houses in context there. Made a lot of friends. It kind of became this big press event because we were the first foreigners for some reason. I thought there would be other people doing it, but we were the first foreigners there to actually study that particular style of folk music. So we became kind of this press novelty. So after coming back from that trip, I decided to incorporate as a nonprofit, but I thought probably fado music was a little bit narrow. So I named it Ensemble Iberica to encapsulate all of that peninsula and all of their former colonies, which is almost the whole world. So, you know, for many years that was a big enough umbrella, but just because of the members and influx of different artists we've received, now we play a lot of Turkish music. We have Armenian programming. We have an Algerian program coming up. And wonderful artists from Bucharest. So, yeah, definitely some mission drift going, but, you know, got to go with it. It's expanding.
Tell us about some of the musicians in it who are from Kansas City.
Our core musicians, I would say our most powerful players is got to be Ezgi Karakuş, the cellist that you just heard from Izmir. And she's also a wonderful vocalist and has a firm grasp on Turkish folkloric styles and a really great ear. She can adapt to anything. Great improviser. I mean, this is a high bar for a modern musician to be, you know, a great classical player, but also a great improviser and comfortable in folkloric idioms. We have people that really specialize in certain things. Like we have an incredible vocalist from Veracruz, Pedro Cooper Barrera. We have the former principal violist of the Kansas City Symphony, Christine Grossman, who's an incredibly powerful. We have a flamenco dancer who's originally from Kansas City, but lived in Sevilla for a good 15 years, Melinda Hedgecorth. We have our core percussionist, John Curry, originally from Tyler, Texas, but he seems to be able to do just about everything. You know, his specialty is the Mexican marimba. But, yeah, I could go on and on. I mean, it's a loose collective even locally, And I just kind of hire out for whatever the program is. And then we always bring in a master of the genre that we're presenting. That's kind of our model, is we'll bring in someone for like a little mini residency. They'll stay with us for 4 or 5 days and we'll rehearse and we'll put the program together. We're not presenting their program. They're unifying with us and we make something new. That's how we do each concert.
Now, when I was trying to talk you into coming to play live for us in October, you said, well, we're going to be on tour.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you go?
We had two main destinations. We started off in Spain. I have never been to the northern Basque country, so we rented a place there and worked with an accordionist named Gorka Hermosa, who's a Basque man. That was a wild experience because we got a cabin way out in the middle of nowhere, and the Basque are very different people. That's a whole interview in and of itself. But we created a whole bunch of programming that we then presented in Andalusia, which is sort of opposite land in Spain. So rather than do something, you know, like a flamenco program or Granados or Albanas or something, we did music from the north and presented it in the south, which was a great idea. It went over really well. So we did two concerts in Sevilla and one in La Puebla de Casaya, which is sort of my spiritual home there. It's a little town in, south of Sevilla. And then we moved on to Lisbon with an artist from Austin by the name of George Carver, and our cellist Esgi, and presented those programs in Lisbon and Oporto, and that was most of October.
That sounds wonderful. You know, when I think of the Basque portion, that's right by France, and I think mm-hmm. of Ravel and how his mother was Basque,
mm-hmm.
and how that really influenced him, and a lot of his pieces are Spanish-infused. And I was just wondering, does it still seem French up that north?
It's its own thing. It truly is. Of course, they're, you know, very much blended, especially when you get into San Sebastian. The cultures are very, very similar up north. But in the interior, they're just very different. I remember going into little bars and the tabs were on the honor system. And my host's making fun of me because we would leave our instruments in the car. And we're like, wow, we shouldn't do that. And they would laugh at us like nothing's going to happen. They're just a very caring society for one another. Very healthy, extremely good food. Very, very high quality of living there. And they're very... Again, just kind of the opposite of the Andalusian. And there's Neolithic Celtic influence everywhere. If you go walking in the forest, you just run into things. You know, it's a very old society. And I think maybe about 500,000 people only speak the Basque language. And, of course, you know, they're very politically insular. And there's all that, all the ETA stuff that happened in the 80s. So, you know, a people not to be trifled with as well.
Sounds fascinating. Can you tell us more about some of the other selections on the album? We've just heard two of them, but maybe a little bit about a few others?
Yeah. I like the second track a lot, which was an original composition by our violinist Colleen Deeker. And during the pandemic, we were doing a lot of retreats to the Ozarks. Very retreat culture. We like getting cabins, getting away from, that's what we did in the Basque country. You rent a cabin, little fireplace, and you cook for each other, and you create for a long time. And that's a very rare thing these days, to get people to just stop and play for a long time. So this was the result from, we went to Mountain View, Arkansas for this retreat, and this composition came out of that. She simply called it 11, because the time meter is an 11. And this was recorded at the Greenwood Social Hall in Kansas City, which is one of my favorite rooms to even breathe air in. I love that space. And I'm really happy with the sound of this recording. It's a very resonant room. And yeah, this is, you know, one take live recording, also featuring the soprano saxophonist Richard Wheeler, who is a Lawrence guy. So
how do we get the project? How do we get the CD and this beautiful book?
EnsembleIberica.org. You can order it there, and we have everything ready to go in time for Christmas. Everything ready to ship. So. Yeah, EnsembleIberica.org.
Oh, it would make a beautiful gift. So order two, one for yourself and one for a friend. Forget
Certainly.
A bunch. One year I just bought a whole bunch of local CDs that I thought were great and just sent them to everybody. I think that's a great tradition to do. So do you have a next concert scheduled?
Yes. December 13th will be the Nelson Atkins Auditorium. We're giving the third present. This is a very popular program, so this is the third time we've done it. I spent most of my 20s in Mexico, and I fell in love with their films from the golden era of the 1950s. There's these beautiful black and white films that have these kind of ex-Soviet cinematographers, like very, very highly skilled directors that make these beautiful art objects, and of course they have lots of incredible songs in them. It's called Época de Oro, or the Golden Era, and we reinterpret songs. We show the song on the screen, and then we have Alejandro Gomez, who's an academic in film from Mexico City, give a little lecture both in Spanish and English. And then we play our own arrangement, kind of a chamber music arrangement of the songs. You know, it's not us imitating a mariachi or a trio romantica. You know, we're making a classical interpretation and elevating these songs. So, that's December 13th.
December 13th in the auditorium at?
At 1 o'clock.
Okay, at the Nelson Atkins. Just, for our music to go out on, I'd like to hear that Palaciano again. So, there's 13 tracks, 11?
There are 12 tracks.
There's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a generous collection.
But yeah, it's very different. And yeah, if you want to play this Carlos Paredes piece, Danza Palaciana, we're going to be giving a program exclusively to his music. In our next season, which I will publish soon. But he's an enormous influence on me. And he just kind of had his 100th birthday. So he's been really celebrated. Well, he's not alive. But his music, he's kind of like an Astor Piazzolla or a Charlie Parker, you know, someone where the instrument, there's before and after. You know, Carlos Paredes really changed the Portuguese guitar. This is one of his more, almost sounds like Baroque music to me.
What else should we listen for in this? It means palace dance?
Yeah. I think this piece in particular was influenced by more court music. The Portuguese guitar is very resonant and very bright. It's related to the English guitar. It came through the port trade with England. And they have kind of made it their own instrument. They tune it in their own particular way. It's very difficult to learn to play. I shouldn't have done it, but I went down that rabbit hole, and here we are.
So. All right. Well, Bo Bledsoe, thank you for coming in.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank
Fascinating
you.
Project. All right. Here's Ensemble Iberica on Kansas Public Radio. The Danza Palaciana by Carlos Paredes, Ensemble Iberica, Bo Bledsoe guitar. It's just out. It's just released this week. At least go to EnsembleIberica.org to take a look at it. It's worth it. And thanks again to Bo Bledsoe for coming in, and he gave us a copy of it so we can keep sharing it with you on KPR, and he brought us the beautiful book full of photographs by Pulitzer Prize-winning Dan White. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, and this is KPR. Still to come, we have The Swan, a Bach Trio Sonata, and Von Himmelhoch from Heaven on High by Felix Mendelssohn. Take a moment to reflect on how classical music enriches your life. The solace in your mornings, the peace and focus throughout your day. This music that speaks to your soul is a vital part of our community. With federal funding gone, KPR is enduring, well, operating on $244,000 less every year from now on than we were used to using. So that's gone, and we turn to you. We now rely almost entirely on listener support, and this is your final chance this year to make a tax deduction. I mean, double your impact. Join now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Your support keeps this cherished music alive. Let's take a look at the weather before we get into the newscast. It's been updated right now in Lawrence, up to 37 robust degrees, 70% humidity. There's a 20% chance of a little bit of rain or maybe flurries before 4. Otherwise, today's high should be about what it is now, about 37. Tonight's low, a bitter 9 degrees.
Producer of Prairie Journal. You value the news, and you can claim a KPR ornament. Thanks for your support.
Thank you, Kay. And it's a nice ornament. It was made by our friends locally at Blue Collar Press. It's a wooden ornament, a flat ornament, about 3.5 inches long. And it has our mascot on it, Worthy, the Kansas box turtle. If that's a real turtle, I don't know about it. I think just the little drawing. And our own Emily DiMarchi designed the ornament for us. And it shows Worthy wearing a winter scarf and balancing a radio on his back that says Kansas Public Radio. And then it says broadcasting from 1953. It's your thing that you get by donating $15 a month to kansaspublicradio.org. It's easy to do. I'd love to read your name on the air and any thoughts that you have about how KPR affects you. It's 11:01. More music in about 3 minutes. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 221 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm. On the latest episode of Tech Unheard, ARM CEO and host Renee Haas talks to Jayshree Ullal, CEO of cloud networking company Arista Networks, about how tech and AI are helping to shape the future of computing. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Annie, the musical, featuring songs like Tomorrow and It's a Hard Knock Life, running December 5th through the 7th and December 12th through the 14th. Tickets at manhattanarts.org. This is KPR. With Misha Maisky, cellist, and the Orchestra of Paris, The Swan, from Camille Saint-Saëns, The Carnival of the Animals. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR, where support for classical music on KPR comes mostly from you and from Bridge Haven in Lawrence. Bridge Haven, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. Here's some chamber music by J.S. Bach, now on KPR. Trio Sonata No. 5 in C by Bach, Heinz Holliger, oboist, here on Kansas Public Radio. next from Heaven on High. And also Dvorak's Nocturne in B and a Handel Concerto Grosso. The Bach Aria Soloist's annual holiday concert is coming up this Friday evening, December 5th. They invite you to join them for their beloved concert in historic St. Paul's Episcopal Church with heartwarming music that includes soul-stirring arias for soprano and tenor from Bach, Handel, Debussy, Rutter, and Barber, plus traditional carols for singing along. So it's also featuring Bach's Trio Sonata in C, starting the holiday season with the Bach Aria Soloists. It's this Friday night. BachAriaSoloists.com will give you all the information about attending. Next on KPR, the Chamber Choir of Stuttgart and the Württemberg Chamber Orchestra, Von Himmel Hoch, from Heaven on High, Felix Mendelssohn on KPR. Von Himmel Hoch, from Heaven on High. Continues. The combined forces of Chamber Choir Stuttgart, the Württemberg Chamber Orchestra, led by Friede Bernius. Von Himmel Hoch, from Heaven on High, by Felix Mendelssohn. Good morning. This is KPR. Experience the powerful tradition of Messiah like never before. That's what the KC Symphony and Chorus invites you to. Handel's timeless masterpiece comes to life in the breathtaking acoustics of Helsburg Hall, performed by your Kansas City Symphony and Symphony Chorus, along with some great guest vocalists. So don't miss this unforgettable celebration of music, spirit, and community that reminds us that we're all a part of something greater, a shared human story told through the universal language of music. The dates are this Friday at 7, this Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 2. And next week, Thin Air Productions is doing part one of The Messiah, and it's the whole thing's a sing-along. So bring your copy of The Messiah, or they might have a few to share, and come sing. It's a concert put on by Thin Air Productions. You can use Thin Air Productions to search for more information about that concert on December 13th in Kansas City. Here's Antonín Dvořák, the Nocturne in B on KPR. Nocturne in B by Dvorak, with Dmitry Yablonsky and the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Next, a Handel Concerto Grosso, number 6, opus 6. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at KaiserCummings.com. And from you, today is our quiet drive. So for a few days, we're not making big interruptions. We're just asking you to help us keep classical music strong on the radio by making a final donation for the year. If you give $15 a month, you'll get a neat little KPR Christmas ornament. Just a holiday special just for this year. Find out all about it, kansaspublicradio.org. Here's the handle on KPR. A concerto grosso in G minor. That was George Frederick Handel, played by the Guildhall String Ensemble, here on Kansas Public Radio. Well, so far we've done okay in meeting our challenge from the Douglas County Foundation. But if we don't raise $40,000 by Friday, they might give it to somebody else. Jeff Watson has an update of who's given recently. So listen in the noon hour for an update.
Carl Lorson from KPR's All Things Considered. You value a gift of $15 today at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thank you, Laura. I'm Cordelia Brown. Jeff Watson's in afternoon news and Stardate. Updated forecast. Well, we've beaten our expected high of 37. It's 39 right now in Lawrence. The updated forecast said winds could pick up to about 22 miles per hour. With all this cold, it's been blissfully non-windy lately, but that might change. We now have a chance of sprinkles and flurries before 5. Then tonight, bitterly cold at 11. Thursday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow, with a high of 27. Northerly winds. We're live, we're local. We're KPR from K, we're KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh.